Good morning. I'm Rain Musngi. Here are the news making headlines in the COVID-19 pandemic. The United States reports its first known case of the Omicron variant in California. Officials say the fully vaccinated patient returned from South Africa November 22 and tested positive 7 days later. The patient is in self-quarantine and all close contacts have tested negative. According to top infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci, it could take 2 weeks or more to gain insight into the variant. He urges Americans to get vaccinated and continue wearing masks.
In a situation with the holiday season, indoor type settings with family that you know is vaccinated, people that you know, you could feel safe with not wearing a mask and having a dinner, having a reception. But when you are in a public congregate setting in which you do not know the status of the vaccination of the people involved, it is very prudent to wear a mask. We have 60 million people in this country who are not vaccinated, who are eligible to be vaccinated. Let's get them vaccinated.
Also recording its first cases of the Omicron variant, South Korea. The country's disease control agency says the variant was detected in a fully vaccinated couple who arrived last week from Nigeria. Two of their family members and a friend later tested positive as well. This development comes as officials report a new daily record of 5,266 fresh infections. Authorities have now halted quarantine exemptions for fully vaccinated inbound travelers for 2 weeks. Over in the Middle East, the United Arab Emirates has announced its first Omicron case. According to a state news agency, the patient is a fully vaccinated woman who traveled from an African country and transited through an Arab country. The woman, as well as her close contacts, are now in isolation. The UAE is the second Gulf country to detect a case of a new COVID variant after Saudi Arabia earlier on Wednesday reported its first case. The European Union-wide rollout of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids aged 5 to 11 will begin 1 week earlier than planned. That's according to Germany's health minister, who cited the threat of the Omicron variant for the new schedule. Recorded infections among school-aged children in Germany have surged over the last few weeks. The country is currently battling a fourth wave of infections. On Wednesday, it reported 446 new deaths due to COVID, the highest since mid-February. Here at home, the Philippines' pandemic task force has extended the national vaccination drive until Friday, December 3rd. Some local government units called for the extension to meet their respective inoculation targets. Initial data showed 5.1 million individuals were vaccinated on the first 2 days of the three-day campaign. While that is below the daily targets, government believes it is still possible to reach the three-day goal of 9 million individuals. And those are the latest. I'm Rain Musngi. Keep it here on the ABS-CBN News Channel.